about it some more, and I know that it's, while, you know, it may have been heard by some folk, I suspect that it's the kind of statement that takes some time to really sink in and settle in. And it's the idea that God wants us to have the best. I know that's not easy for some people to grasp hold of. You know, it sounds almost like prosperity gospel when you start telling people that they should have the best of things. Amen? But it only makes sense to me. I believe that God wants us to have the best. Amen. I believe that that is a theologically sound concept. Praise the Lord. That God wants us to have the best. That means that God wants you to have the best neighborhood. Amen. I'm God's best because God created me and didn't create another like me. Touch your neighbor and say that. Mm-hmm. Look at somebody else and say, know your worth. No, for real, know your worth. You're created in the image of God. That's what the Bible tells you. That's what the Word says. The Word says that God created man and woman in his own image. Yes. I don't know about you, but my God don't make no junk in the name of Jesus. When God made me, he didn't make another like me. You either. Touch your neighbor and say, thank God, thank God, thank God. I only deal with one of you. But if we're the best, if we're operating at our best, if we're functioning at our best, then why wouldn't we, in return, have the best neighborhoods? Uh-huh. I don't know about you, but I want my clothes to be the best of clothing. I mean, we have a hard time grasping that, and I have to ask you, whoever told you that you don't deserve the best? Whoever convinced you that you don't deserve the best? If you see someone and that person has what apparently seems to be a better life than yours, why do you suppose that that person is supposed to have something that you're not supposed to have? Doesn't God want you to be happy? So I believe that God wants us to have the best. I mean, when we bring God our offering, when we bring God our tithe, when we bring God our sacrifice, what are we supposed to bring God? The tithe, the sacrifice, the lamb. The lamb wasn't the least of the lambs. It was the best of your flock is what you brought to the Lord. And how could you give God the best if God didn't first give you? Touch your neighbor and say, God wants me to have the best. I got it, Pastor. God wants me to have the best. When God created Adam and Eve, he put them in the Garden of Eden. He gave them the absolute best. When the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, God told them that he was going to take them into a land that was so opulent that it's a land that's described as a land flowing with both milk and honey. I've seen land with grass and trees, but I ain't never seen milk and honey come out the ground. Hello, somebody. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his best. Amen. God gave his best. So if God gave his best, it's because he wants us to have the absolute best. And many times the reason why we don't recognize what it is that we have is because we're not aware of what it is that we got. Touch somebody and say, it's spring cleaning time. Yep, sure is. Sure is. Mm-hmm. Somebody saw that big dumpster on the way into church this morning, like, uh-oh. Yeah, it's spring cleaning time. Spring cleaning, it's good to get your spring cleaning in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's something wonderful happens when you start to clean. up, and I don't know. Let me be biased for a minute. I'm gonna wrap up this morning. I want to get to this brunch. But let me be honest this morning, as it concerns cleaning up. You know, I don't know how I necessarily feel about a person that won't clean up. Amen. I mean, how you feel about the waiter serving your food and he won't wash his hands? I don't know. I just feel a certain way about that. Amen. No, you can't borrow mine if you won't take care of yours. It's good to clean up, because when you clean up, then you recognize what it is that you have. You ever clean up and find something you've been looking for a long time? You're like, oh, there are my keys. Oh, there's the dog. Oh, there's my son. I've been looking for him. Yeah, you clean up and you find things you've been looking for. You find your wallet, and you swore that the deacon sitting next to you last Sunday had I'm just playing deacons. Sometimes you gotta take inventory, and you've gotta recognize what you have. God didn't give you some junk. God gave you the absolute best when he gave you Jesus, and Jesus wants to live not just in this church building, but Jesus wants to live on the inside of you. That means what's in you is the absolute best. In the name of Jesus, somebody ought to shout glory this morning.
My parents taught me some things about taking care of what you have. Elliot, do you recognize what we have here in terms of this gorgeous edifice, this gorgeous building, this gorgeous church, this gorgeous place that we call our church home, this place where we can come Sunday after Sunday and lift our hands and give God praise and give God glory? You can't do it at your job, so when you come through those doors on Sunday morning, you ought to open up your mouth and go ahead and shout hallelujah in the name of Jesus. I had a rough week. I had some trouble. I had to deal with them folk on my job. I had to deal with my crazy family, but Lord, you brought me through another week, and now that I made it to the house of the Lord, I'm here to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Did anybody come here this morning just to give God some praise? You could have not made it through last week, but if you're here this morning, you ought to open your mouth and say, Lord, I just thank you that I'm alive and I made it to the house of the Lord. One more time, somebody shout glory. Do we recognize?
Gorgeous building. It's property that's been here for over 150 years. Anybody here over 150 years old? Anybody? You don't look like it. You don't look like it. Mm-mm, not even close. Not even close. Yeah, this building, my point is, this building was here before any of us. Elliott Church. Which means that some folk before us took care of it so that it could be passed down to the next generation. The Bible says a good man, a good woman, leaves an inheritance for their children's children. Amen. Not just enough for your children, but some for their children too. What are we leaving, Elliott Church? What are we going to leave for the next generation? This beautiful building here in Roxbury, I've been telling people lately, and it's true, I've taken care of a few buildings here in Roxbury. I was born in Roxbury. I know Roxbury quite well. I've been telling people, which is the absolute truth, there is not a more gorgeous building in all of Roxbury than the Elliott Congregational Church of Roxbury. I challenge anybody. I challenge you. If you're here this morning, I challenge you. I challenge you. You see another building that looks better than this building in Roxbury, take a picture and bring it and show it to me. That's how confident I am of that. It's an incredible church, and it's been here longer than any of us, so we have a responsibility to take care of it in such a way that we pass it on to the next generation, regardless of what the next generation looks like. Because you didn't look like the folk that were here not only 150 years ago. Amen. So I believe it's high time, Elliott Church. I believe it's high time for every member of Elliott Church to stand firm and level up. I think it's high time for every member of Elliott Church not just to be about lip service, not just to be about the business of complaining about what you don't like, but how about putting some money where you're... We've got a responsibility to do so. Amen, I'm done. We've got a responsibility to do so. We filled the dumpster outside at least 3 times, removing debris from the building. It's amazing how people bring things into a building like this faster than you can put them out. And why people always give away stuff they don't want? Let me give you a rule of thumb. If you don't want it, I make it plain to you. If you don't want it, I definitely don't want it. I don't want it. They say one man's trash, another man's treasure. You keep your trash. I'm good. And you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. Where is that in the book of Hezekiah? Huh? I mean, it's not in the Word. It's not in the Bible. But I believe it's scriptural in its basis, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:40, to let all things be done decently and in order. Amen. You grew up in a house like that. Amen. You had parents like that. Amen. You had aunts and uncles like that, where you ain't call auntie by her first name. You better put a handle on that name in the name of Jesus. You were raised with that kind of order. And if that kind of order was good for you, spare the rod. Your parents ain't even give you the scripture. They just gave you the butt whooping. Amen. You ain't even get the word. You just got the belt. Praise the Lord. But God's house, if it's good for your home, if it's good for your home, if it's good for your family, if it's good for your spouse, if it's good for your children and your children's children, if it's good for your personal home, isn't it good for God's home? And I believe it's high time for every member of Elliott Church to stand firm and level up. Here, say it with me, stand firm and level up. Come on, stand firm and level up. Stand firm and level up. Yeah, so there were three different criteria. You can come. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all that you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, that you should come. Come to your church. Come to the programs of your church. If you want to level up, come early. There's some ushers here. Brother Nathaniel and Sister Ruth and those ushers, they are generally some of the first people here at Elliott Church in the morning. I try to beat Deacon Mills here, but the only way I can beat him here is I got to sleep here on Saturday night. But they come, and then they level up, and they come early. And then if you really want to level up, come often. And then it's the business of giving, to give. For your treasure is there, your heart is also, Matthew 6:21. To give, when you're in the worship service, to stand, to open your mouth, to raise your hands, is what Minister Scott was getting at a little earlier. When you come to the service, to participate in the service and not just be a spectator and stare at the pastor. I know I'm good looking. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you ain't here to see me. Come on, somebody. You ain't here to see me. You're here to give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. I don't know about you. Did anybody come to see Jesus this morning? I hope you came to see Jesus. I might disappoint you, but Jesus will never disappoint you. Jesus will never let you down. Jesus will be right there for you.